Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 39. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about evidence-based medicine, answer a drug information question about IV compatibility, and share a resource for calculating a patient's Candida score. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode39. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The article for today's show is titled Parachute Use to Prevent Death and Major Trauma Related to Gravitational Challenge, a Systematic Review of Randomized Controlled Trials. The lead author is Gordon Smith, and this was published in the British Medical Journal in December of 2003. Using high-quality evidence to guide patient care decisions is of vital importance. However, for most patient care decisions, there is not a randomized controlled trial that you can look to for guidance. Patients with multiple comorbidities, at extremes of age, or who are pregnant are often excluded from trials. But patients like these exist, and you'll need to make individualized decisions about their care. This article is one of my favorites to have students and residents read to put evidence-based medicine into perspective. The purpose for the article was to determine whether parachutes are effective in preventing death or major trauma related to gravitational challenge. The study was a systematic review of randomized controlled trials. Medline, Web of Science, Embase, the Cochrane Library databases, appropriate internet sites, and citation lists were examined for studies showing the effects of using a parachute during freefall. The primary outcome measure was death or major trauma defined as an injury severity score greater than 15. The authors were unable to identify any randomized controlled trials of parachute intervention. The authors concluded that no randomized controlled trials of parachute use have been undertaken. The basis for parachute use is purely observational, and its apparent efficacy could potentially be explained by a healthy cohort effect, since individuals who jump out of airplanes without a parachute are likely to have significant psychiatric comorbidities. And individuals who insist that all interventions need to be validated by a randomized controlled trial need to come down to earth with a bump. The drug information question for today's show has to do about IV compatibility. I'm often asked about IV compatibility in critical situations. It's not always practical to be leaving the bedside of a crashing patient to check up on IV compatibility. According to Trissels, with the lone exception of propofol and vasopressin, which have never been tested together, all the usual sedatives and vasopressors are compatible with each other at Y-site. This includes norepinephrine, epinephrine, phenylephrine, vasopressin, dopamine, fentanyl, midazolam, propofol, and dexmedetomidine. Assuming the patient has two IV sites, combining vasopressors and sedatives can leave the extra IV site open for IV push or antibiotic administration. I'd like to share with you a calculator that I created for quickly determining a patient's Candida score. The Candida score is useful for discriminating between Candida species colonization and invasive candidiasis in non-neutropenic critically ill patients. A rate of invasive candidiasis less than 5% can be expected in patients with a Candida score less than 3. Points are awarded based on whether the patient has sepsis, is receiving total parenteral nutrition, had surgery at the onset of ICU admission, and has Canada simultaneously isolated from multiple non-contagious foci. This information can be useful when determining whether a patient with Canada in a culture should receive antifungal therapy. You can find this calculator and others at pharmacyjoe.com/calculators. Listeners can support the show by shopping through my Amazon link at the bottom of pharmacyjoe.com or by purchasing something they find useful from my resource page at pharmacyjoe.com/resources. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.